Are you now concerned based on the way last night went down with the Yankees? Because
no.
That was an ugly loss.
It was a bad loss. You know, they were up 5-1 in the game. Obviously, the big play is Castro booting that double play ball. I mean, you know, it's probably, who knows? They might still lose. But obviously, you know, they're up by a run at that point in the game. He boots the double play ball. There's two out, nobody on, with Severino on the mound in the seventh inning. So, I mean, maybe it's a different game. And of course that opens up the floodgates, and you know then Betances gives it up to Pujols and everything, and they lose the game and everything that went down. I'm still not, bro, because of the fact that every team's going to have bad stretches during the year.
No question.
All right.
No question.
If this is their bad stretch, they've lost 8 out of 9 games now. But as I said before, they gave themselves such a nice cushion that even when they're not playing well right now, and they look like the Mets last night the way they played defensively, you know. They still are 8 games over 500. And that's why, you know, until I see just a disaster where they, you know, lose like, you know, 25 out of 30 games, something like that, which I don't foresee happening, you know, then I would start to be concerned.
Well,
I'm not yet.
I don't even think the Mets would lose 25 out of 30.
But you know what I'm saying?
I know what you mean.
I think they've given themselves enough of a cushion that they're going to be over 500 all year and certainly in the mix for the division all year. That's what I feel.
I hate the cliche, but some cliches are accurate. You know what I mean? Like some cliches, they're annoying because you hear them all the time,
but they're so true.
And the cliche about you're never as good as you are when you're hot, you're never as bad as you are when you're struggling, it's just 100% true. I mean, that's the case.
That's like when
the Yankees were world beaters, they weren't going to win 105 games.
That's right.
They weren't that good. They weren't the 98 Yankees. And right now, with the way they're playing, they're also not the 62 Mets.
Right. Right.
They're going through a funk right now. Here are the things I'd be concerned about. I'd be concerned about the rotation.
Yes, I am concerned about that.
Because
big game for Tanaka tonight. I'd like to see Tanaka come back against Texas and pitch well tonight.
And he's going up against Yu Darvish tonight.
Right.
Look, Tanaka's a full-fledged concern.
Yes,
Luis
Cessa
is a full-fledged concern until someone either replaces him or CeCe comes back.
Right.
Severino is still unproven. So he'll have these starts, and he has had them, where he looks like an ace. Last night was weird because he was so inconsistent.
He was.
Like, there were innings where you're like, oh, all right, yeah, Severino's back. Then there were innings where he was shaky.
Yeah.
He was up with his fastball
a lot. But it looked
like
he was going to get through 7 innings still with the lead.
It looked that way. Look, they handed him a 5-1 lead, like you said.
Yeah.
And at 5-1 in the third inning, you're thinking, well, the Yankees are playing bad. Boom, they've just won 2 in a row.
Yep.
The 2 runs they gave back in the third were big because now you got yourself this baseball game. Mm-hmm. And I thought the Castro error, which was a bad hop, I admit.
It was still. He was in front of the ball.
Remember,
and again, you know, it's funny because Didi had a play, I think it was the inning before, similar type play. And whoever the angel was that hit the ball, they gave him a hit on that.
Right.
Which was almost like the same play as Castro.
I thought part of the killer with Castro is how the ball got past him.
Yes.
Because if he knocks the ball down.
Right.
And even if he doesn't get an out.
Now you're talking first and third.
First and second instead of first and third. Right.
That's right.
And obviously we saw the sack fly that soon followed. So I thought the fact that he couldn't knock it down was a killer. But their defense just overall, I mean, even Sanchez making a bad throw, Germán making a bad throw. And look, Dellin Betances, he's had a great year. Last night was not his finest hour.
No.
As we saw.
Well, he did get beat by a future Hall of Famer there. You know,
I get it, but the future Hall of Famer was hitting .239.
This guy's got 50 RBIs. He's still a very dangerous guy.
He's a tremendous player.
No question.
There was miscommunication, as you saw in one of the, Sanchez thought a curve was coming, and then you get a Dellin Betances fastball. When that happens, it's scary. So Betances was obviously shaky. The defense was shaky. They couldn't tack on once they got that lead.
Right.
Which always is a problem. I mean, you never know. Usually you score 5 runs, you think, that'll be enough with this pitching. They were never able to tack on after the first 2 innings. The good is that Aaron Judge continues to just be a monster.
Home run. What's he got? What is the numbers? 334, 25, 57.
Yeah.
And I think he leads the major leagues in runs scored. I mean, it's amazing, this guy.
25.
What's his on-base percentage? About .430?
Oh, it's huge. 25 home runs, 57 RBIs. And he's hitting .331.
Unbelievable.
Even in a year which has become like this crazy offensive year, the numbers are stupid.
Staggering.
His OPS is 1,141.
What was that, Ernie? Oh, that's his on-base.
.439.
I mean, that's Bonds-esque. .439.
No, he's been amazing.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
And he's got 6 stolen bases, if you want to tack that on.
And he's been very good defensively.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. He's very good defensively.
Yep.
So The positive continues to be Aaron Judge. It looks like Chase Headley may miss a couple of days. He's got back spasms.
Right, right.
That's what Joe Girardi revealed after the game. So Torres will play there. He played there last night, probably plays there today. But you just, whenever you have a losing streak like this or a losing stretch like this, you just need a good starting pitching performance can cure it. Tanaka being Tanaka, you know, eight scoreless will cure anything. And that's what they need, but that's part of the concern because a lot of this rotation features questions specifically tonight and tomorrow because Tanaka tonight and then obviously Sessa tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, last night watching a game, and it's Michael Kay and Al Leiter doing a game.
Right.
Did you hear, Michael Kay brought this up. I don't, I mean, I was stunned to hear this, that this is actually happening. I thought he was actually kidding. I think Al Leiter did too. But I guess it's legitimate that at some point late in August, they're going to have a weekend when the players can wear their uniform or dictate the uniform any way they want.
Well, what they can do is they can put, like, nicknames on the back
like
of the jersey
and that kind of thing.
And also, like, put different, I guess, armbands and different patches on their jersey. It's called Players Weekend.
Right, right.
And I think it was negotiated in the last CBA that the players really wanted something like that.
Why?
Why do the players want it?
Why would you want it?
I don't know. I mean,
it makes no sense.
To promote and what they want to promote.
And Kay, I don't know if it was Kay or Leiter that brought it up. Does that mean that you're going to see some Yankees with names on the backs of their jerseys?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
I don't think the Yankees could stand in the way because it was the CBA. It was a collectively bargained thing.
No, obviously, nobody could stand in the way.
But you know what? It'll be frowned upon. Like, you can do it, but it'll be frowned upon.
Ernie,
is
it me or is this just absolutely ridiculous?
Oh, it's a terrible idea. Most of these nicknames aren't that good anyway.
What?
Most of the baseball nicknames aren't that good anyway.
Well, it's not even that. I mean, we got so many. There's so many uniforms. They got a uniform now for Mother's Day. They got a uniform now for Father's Day. They got a uniform now for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
They got a uniform now for the 4th of July. Yep. I mean, we need a weekend uniform.
You know what the difference is?
You can wear whatever you want.
Well, but there's a big difference.
I mean,
come
on.
When they do it for those holidays, even though a lot of it's for charity, which I respect,
right,
we all like
right,
that.
Right.
That's about the teams making money.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, this isn't going to be about me.
No,
well,
it's about the players.
Okay, but
it's about the players.
Well, these uniforms aren't going to be available. At some
I'm not
point.
Saying they won't be, but it's more of the players dictating it. That's the owners dictating it. Why shouldn't the players get a chance to do something?
Yes. Look, I just think it's stupid.
I think it's stupid, but it's one of those things where if that's really something that they wanted in the CBA, that's fine.
Oh, my
God. Whatever.
I can't wait to see what that's going to look like.
Well, yeah, because most of us don't even know these nicknames.
Does that mean
these guys
wear shorts like the Bill Vec had
like the White Sox
do that one time? A guy's gonna be like wearing short pants.
Can the Yankees grow beards?
Well, that's not a good question. I don't know, but I guess your body is not part of the uniform, is
right.
it?
I guess you're right about that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they announced that I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and it was one of those things where when I read it, I was like,
"How light is like? Are you serious?" And that's how I felt. I thought Kay was kidding.
No, it's really happening.
Oh my God.
I can confirm that's actually happening.
No, I know, obviously. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's going to be weird.
Like that's something I could see in the NBA. Like that would be typical NBA.
Well, they did it in the NBA.
When did they do that?
They had the nicknames on the back of the jerseys. LeBron wore King James?
Yes.
D-Wade wore D-Wade?
Yeah, now you say that,
It was during a Net game.
Yeah,
because the Nets did it.
Yeah.
It was like a Nets Heat game.
Yeah.
It was a Nets Heat game.
Right.
But what was Brooks'
I don't know.
What was Brooks' nickname again? I think I was at that game, if I'm not mistaken.
Now that you mention it, I do remember that.
No, that's right up the NBA's alley.
Oh, God. Please.
And let's not forget who created it. The man who created that?
Who? David Stern?
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
XFL. Yes, that's true.
That's right.
That is
I think he was the first with that XFL.
True. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So are they going to be able to have different colors on a uniform and all
I don't think they could change that. I think they could just put patches. I don't know for sure. I'm just kind of assuming. I don't know for sure.
Oh, my God.
You know who we can ask? John Heyman.
You think John Heyman knows about it?
No, he's clued in. He's the baseball guy.
We haven't talked to John this week, have we?
This is the first
John
time.
John wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah, why not?
He was on MLB Network yesterday. He was trying to come, but he couldn't make it.
He was trying to come.
Well, speaking of trying to come.
He was very broken up. I got emails about it yesterday.
Was he? I'm a little upset with
that. Well, there's one guy we should be more upset with.
Who?
More than even John.
Who's that?
Where was Carl Banks?
Oh, yeah.
Where was Carl?
I didn't even think of Banks.
And I thought he was going to be there. I was excited. We were going to talk draft with him.
He might be like
in even
the
there.
He might be like in the Italian Riviera or something now.
Well, if that's the case, that's a good
excuse.
Might
be.
I'll accept that. But I missed him. Like, where the heck was
I? Didn't even think of that. That's right. You had Carl wasn't there.
Carl wasn't there. Heyman, we can live with it. Carl, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Carl's part of the fabric of this radio station.
Well, Heyman's becoming that now.
You're right.
He's part of our show anyway.
Italy, yeah, exactly.
Right. You want Brooke Lopez's nickname now?
Yeah, what was it again?
It was Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
He put Brooklyn on the back of his jersey.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Put what was on the front of the jersey on the back of his jersey.
What, Darren Williams' nickname?
Yeah, piece of, I forget. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to finish.
I'm scared.
No, it was D-Will. It was D-Will.
Was it D-Will?
Did Joe Johnson put Jesus on the back of his jersey for Joe JJ. Jesus? Just JJ?
That was James Jones.
Those were the days, Joe, when they actually put the Nets on national television.
Yeah, well.
Long time ago, man. Wow. They ain't going to see that for a while.
Unless D'Angelo Russell becomes the next great player.
That's true.
It was both James Jones and Joe Johnson.
They both did JJ?
How do you know which one's which? They both have the same name.
One's Joe Johnson and one's James Jones.
I mean, they're different people. Yeah. They look different.
Johnson's a better player. That's how you know.
Yeah. By the way, last night the Nets didn't have their second round pick. You know why? They were finishing the Joe Johnson trade.
Is that what that was?
I know it's only a second, but that just shows you how Billy King gave them everything.
Amazing.
Atlanta, Boston. Gave the entire league. You should have made a deal with Billy King, Joe.
I know.
You'd have extra draft picks.
You know? How did they not?
I don't know what they were missing.
Unbelievable.